Blog Talk Radio.
The number one podcast for plus size women. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis, coming to you live from Los Angeles. Today is a Monday, October 28th, 2013. Make sure you like the Shanice Lewis Show's Facebook page at facebook.com/Shanice Lewis Show and follow us on Twitter at Shanice Show. And make sure you bookmark the new website to find the show at ShaniceLewisShow.com. Now, today on the show, we have co-producer of Posh LA Fashion Week, Janae Jones, spokesperson and blogger, Olga Ramirez Ramos. But up first is Kenyelle Keon. Kenyelle Keon is the creator of CurvyMarket.com, a unique plus-size shopping destination and community. She is a Los Angeles native and tech entrepreneur with a passion for connecting people. In the past few years, she previously started two plus positive businesses, CurvySingles.com and CurvyDirectory.com. While both provided her with an outlet to create connections, she was drawn to do something that could really benefit the plus-size retailers and shoppers on a larger scale. Her latest endeavor, the CurvyMarket.com, which launched October 15th, is the world's first social shopping site exclusively for plus-size fashion and lifestyle products. It is being dubbed by the community as the Pinterest for plus-size shopping, and items listed for sale have been added by members, and it is now over 7,000 products from 300 retailers, designers, and artists internationally in a variety of categories. While the site is only in its infancy, she believes the capacity to grow it into the pinnacle of plus-size marketplace is indeed possible. Let's welcome Kenyelle to the show. How are you?
Hello, I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
And first of all, I want to say thank you for calling in, because right now you're in Australia. Have you relocated there permanently?
It's temporary at the moment. I do look forward to coming back to Los Angeles and having my feet on the ground there as I grow the business.
And what time is it in Australia right now?
Now, it is actually Tuesday at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for joining us. Now, you are a tech entrepreneur. Now, explain to us exactly what that means.
Well, it means that I tend to work on web-based businesses. And, you know, this is one of them. CurvyMarket.com is my latest endeavor. And so although I don't necessarily do the technical creation of it, you know, I do have these visions of web-based businesses that, you know, tend to flourish or operate as lifestyle businesses.
So do you have a background in technology?
I do not. I do not have a background in technology. My background is in business. That's what I studied, was just business.
So do you think the plus-size industry is an untapped market for the tech world?
I do. I think, you know, not only is it untapped as far as the potential for retailers to be connecting to this huge industry, you know, I think there has been a lack of a way to merge the two worlds, the plus-size and the technology world, at the moment. You know, we have our traditional retailers But there needs to be more fusion, more innovation when it comes to creating something, you know, unique to present to plus-size consumers and retailers, and a way for them, and to bridge this gap. You know how, you know, people may say, I don't have anything to wear. Where can I find great products? You know, that's kind of the problem that I'm trying to solve with Curvy Market.
So Curvy Market, as I said in the introduction, just launched October 15th. So it's just been up for a few days. So tell me about CurvyMarket.com and how it works.
Okay. Well, CurvyMarket.com, as most noted, you know, it is similar to Pinterest as far as it being picture-based products. Listings, and it's also user-curated, which means, you know, the community are adding these products from all these retailers. And so what happens is a user comes on, they sign up easily, and they don't even have to sign up. They can just come browse the products, and it takes you to a brief page that tells you a little bit about the product, gives you a better idea of what it is, and you have the option to, you know, be further directed to the retailer that actually sells it by clicking on the buy button, or you can actually save it and create, like, collections of all the great items that you actually want to buy, say, possibly in the future, save all the retailers that you are discovering across the site. And, you know, it's a way to organize all of your shopping when it comes to finding the great, you know, plus-size retailers and artists and designers that have things especially, you know, for the plus size community. So it's a way to, you know, gather all of these, you know, worlds in retail under one roof. So that's what ultimately you can do. And as a retailer, you can easily list items, bring users to, you know, the correct URL, uploading something really simply, and then you're listed as a retailer on the site, you know. So that's part of the charm.
Is there a cost for retailers or consumers to use your website?
No. Right now it's completely free for everyone to just come, use it, enjoy it, you know, give us feedback as far as what it is that you'd like to see from the site. You know, I've built a base and a template, you know, with Curvy Market as it is now, as you see it, as you use it. But ideally, I'd love as much feedback from users and retailers, you know, letting me know exactly how they want to engage with each other, with the retailers, and, you know, what they'd like to see happen on the site.
So is Curvy Market just to post clothing, or can other items be posted as well?
Other items can be posted as well. You know, it's about discovering great products that will fill all the voids, say, in your entire lifestyle. So we have an accessories category, apparel, active and wellness. We've got, you know, the arts and crafts, because there are some great people who do beautiful plus-size art and sculptures, and a few other categories listed on the site, like a wedding. You know, we actually, you know, have a wedding category and plus-size maternity as well. So there's a variety of categories to list from. And the beautiful thing is that while you're browsing the site, you don't have to guess whether something, you know, is made in a plus size, because, you know, everything listed on the site, all those 7,000 products are, you know.
So what would you say to somebody that is listening right now and, you know, having reservations about joining the site? They're already on Pinterest. They're already posting on Pinterest. Why do they need to be on this site too?
I'd say that Curvy Market is specifically made for the plus-size community, so it would be great to have you contribute to this community as well, so that, you know, you can kind of help other people discover great things that are made for them. Or if you're just coming to, say, shop for things, you have the benefit of knowing that everything that's listed on the site is actually for sale, versus it being more of a lookbook that you'd find, say, on Pinterest, you know, where you can possibly find some of the products listed. But, you know, the goal here is that everything you see is available for you to purchase if you want to, and for you to kind of discover yourself, what you like, what's out there, you know, all these great, like I say, over these 300 retailers, there's some amazing people I didn't know existed, you know, shops I didn't know existed, even here in Australia, which has been great for me to discover. And so, you know, it's kind of creating our own world of items and products and things, and you know, giving our community that support and supporting the retailers to have things for us. So I think that's biggest benefits.
And I saw you also, you recently had some promotions going with some plus size bloggers that are already getting into the website.
Yes, I joined a pool for a couple of for a contest offering two Visa gift cards valued at $250 each. And that contest, the contest details can actually be found on the homepage of curvymarket.com. And you can check out the other bloggers, you know, all the bloggers that contributed to the contest on the website as well. And so it's just a little something to get, you know, cross promotion going and to support other fashion forward women in the plus size world.
And so you're off to a great start, but this isn't your first website geared towards plus size women. So tell me about some of your other projects geared toward the plus community. Are they still active, or have you shut those down to focus on Curvy Market?
Those are not active, and that's exactly what happened, is I shut those two down because I wanted to do one thing really, really well. So although they were great lifestyle businesses as far as, you know, regular income or whatnot, I really wanted to do something that was calling me to create. So I did phase out Curvy Singles and Curvy Directory.
And it's all about Curvy Market right now.
Yeah, and the beautiful thing about Curvy Market regards to curvydirectory.com that existed is that on the site I've kind of created like a 2.0 version of the directory because, you know, there's a directory tab that lets you actually see all the retailers that are posting or that have products on Curvy Market. If you are signed up and logged in, you can actually follow any of those retailers on this single page without even having to go in and read more. So, you know, instead of a traditional just text-based directory, this is a picture-based directory plus a little bit of text or maybe like a sentence or so that lets you see what each of these shops are about, follow it, you know, look at the products later, now or later, whenever you want to, and, you know, have these great retailers on your profile with easy access. So,
and I mentioned that you were doing a promotion and involved some bloggers. What other kind of people or businesses are you interested in partnering with in the plus community to make Curvy Market grow?
I'm actually open to any suggestions from anyone within the industry. I'd love to connect with some magazines. I'd love to connect with more retailers. I've gotten a great response from tons of retailers emailing and just loving what this is doing. And the fact that they, you know, they have this outlet for advertising. Anyone, really, within the community who's interested, I'd happily, you know, love to receive an email.
And so what's the ultimate goal for this website, that your ultimate vision for Curvy Market?
I'd say for me the ultimate vision is to create the go-to destination for plus-size shopping that, you know, you can, like, as soon as you think of going online to shop, you want to come to Curvy Market because, you know, everything here is kind of created for you and curated by you. As a plus-size woman. And, so that's the ultimate goal.
So, and you want this to become as big as Pinterest, just specifically for plus-size women. Or men. Is there a section for men clothing?
Not at the moment. I want to focus exclusively on women at the moment, but there's definitely opportunity to grow into big and tall section.
Yeah, totally. So do you have anything else coming up we can be on the lookout for? Is it all about Curvy Market, or do you have any other things on the horizon?
It's all about Curvy Market at the moment, just connecting the shoppers and the sellers, and that's what my focus is at the moment.
And what's the official website for Curvy Market?
The official website is curvymarket.com, C-U-R-V-Y, market.com. And you can also catch us on Facebook, facebook.com/curvymarket.
And I have to go on there and make my own profile. I'm ashamed I haven't signed up yet, but I sure will. And I'm excited about anything new and innovative for the Plus community. It's always a good thing. So, you know, hopefully more and more people are join and sign up. And
yeah,
I should ask you, too, is there advertising opportunities? If anybody want to advertise on your website, or can you do promoted posts or anything like that, or that's not this too soon?
It's a little bit too soon, but I am open to doing the promoted posts on the feature in the feature section of the homepage.
And so if anybody wants to get in touch with you, would they do so through the website, or do you have a direct email people can email?
Oh, they can reach me contact us page. Just hold of me.
Okay, looks like we're having a bad connection. I can't really understand what you're saying now. But the website is curvymarket.com, and you said there's a contact page on the website?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, and I'm excited to join your website and start posting and continue success.
Thanks so much, Shanice, and talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye. And up next on the show is Olga Gonzalez-Ramos. She is a diversified Jersey girl that decided to share her plus-size life with the regular world. This Latin wife and mother of four with a regular 9-to-5 managed to master four new careers in the entertainment world and has been at it for the last decade. As a model, you can find her print work in giant publications like Figure, Marie Claire, Bus, Latina Magazine, The Jersey Journal, and the Hudson Reporter, just to name a few. To this day, she is the largest plus model that Latina Magazine has ever featured. Olga is not just a familiar face in the print world. She is an activist fighting for the right to rock curves of the plus-size women. She will not tolerate the bully in the fashion world and recently was hired as the spokesmodel for Elsa Curves, a garment client from California. The campaign will be featured in a billboard, and this is huge for her. This coming November, she will also be one of the faces of the Puerto Rico Plus Week and will be hosting seminars, walking the runway, and spreading the positive cheer that big is beautiful to the Puerto Rican community. Let's welcome Olga to the show. Hi.
How are you?
Hi,
listeners. How are you guys doing? Hi, Shanice.
Hi. So how long have you been active in the plus-size community?
Oh, my God. It's going on 11 years. My little boy was when he's 13 now, so it's been a minute.
And so in your eyes, how do you think the plus-size community has changed over the last 11 years?
Well, it's changed for the better. You and I started around the same time. You know, Shanice, the market was so much smaller for us back then. Now there's like Ashley Stewart, they even get models that don't have an agency. And if they're beautiful and they have great work, they hire these girls. So, I mean, you know, back in the day, that would never happen. So, I mean,
right.
these beautiful girls are popping out of everywhere, and these clients, like, you know, I like the look, and I'm going to go for it. And a lot of good changes are coming our way.
And one of the things you are a major advocate for in the industry is using larger plus-size models. You yourself didn't let the industry standards stop you from pursuing your career. Correct?
Oh, absolutely not. It's when I started, it was me and Velvet, and then Rosie came a couple years later. You know, being a bigger girl, they was always like, oh, we don't, you know, we can't get you print. But the way I see it, if a client has a dress in a size 28 and you want that money from me and we're shopping online, you got to give me, you can't give me a size 12 girl because I'm like double, well, I used to be double her size. So I was like, how can I visualize this? There is no online
right.
dressing room. So, you know, the mannequins now will plus size, which is a great thing. But back then they will put it on a size 10 and 12, double that size. So I'm like, I can't picture my curves in a size 12. But so
right.
the way I see it, if that client makes a size 28, they have got to have something for us. Give me a size 20, give me a size 18, give me something that I can, you know, spend my money on and not go back and forth four times with shipping and returning and doing the whole dance. So.
Right, right. Now, even though you're an advocate for the larger plus sizes, you recently lost a tremendous amount of weight, over 100 pounds. Now, what led you to do this?
Well, I'll tell you what. I have four children. Three of my last pregnancies, I had gestational diabetes. So the doctor had that talk with me, and he told me, Olga, you know, at one point, you're going to end up with diabetes of the baby. Needless to say, I got pregnant with my daughter. She's 8, and then she was born. I was good. But a year later, I was getting thirsty, and because I had gestational diabetes, I knew the symptoms. So I'm like, oh, something's not right. So my doctor told me if I have type 2, I take the pills. I don't take the insulin shots. He told me if you were to lose some weight, you can't get rid of this illness. And, you know, I guess I'm going to do it. And I tried for many years to lose weight, and just because of the healthier part of it. Thank God I never had high cholesterol, high blood pressure, or any of those things like that. You know, I do yoga. I love my salads. I just don't eat junk food. Full of some because you're big. You sit on the couch and you have chips all day, and that's all you eat. No, it doesn't go like that. So I didn't try. For the first time in my life, I didn't try to diet. I just give myself a mental diet. I was like, I'm going to be positive. I'm going to give myself one goal a month, whether it's cutting, you know, juice or whether it's cutting the chips. And I gave myself little goals, and I started walking more. And believe it or not, before I knew it, I was losing a lot of weight because I really wasn't driving myself crazy with, I got to lose weight. I wasn't thinking of
right,
it that
and
way.
I saw, and I didn't see you doing updates on social networking about losing weight or whatever. So it was kind of a shock when you just posted new pictures and, you know, visibly smaller.
Yeah. And then, you know, like I have people, well, a lot of it too is my mom. You know, I was the only child, and she's been very sick for 4 years. And, you know, I do stress a lot over her. And then, you know, that also has been a little part of it. But everyone tells me, did you do gastric? Did you guys said no? I said, I'm afraid of all that. I'm afraid of surgeries because I have diabetes. I'm afraid of the healing process. I don't want to have no type of surgery on myself. And I told myself, and it's been 3 years, Shanice. I show pictures. It hasn't been just like that. It's been 3 years, believe it or not, that I've been losing the weight. But I walk more. Usually to catch a train to go to the city, I will catch a cab. Now I walk. It's like 15 blocks, but you know what? It's easier on my pocket, and I need to exercise. Back then, I would like, I won't even catch a bus. It's a cab. Now it's like I catch a bus, I'll walk. And there's little changes here and there that altogether has made the change that, you know, that I am now. So
one of the pictures that I noticed that you had a new appearance was your picture in Elsa Curve. Now tell me how you connected with this company.
Okay, now, well, this is, I'm telling you, the power of social media is tremendous. I highly tell all my friends, whether they're models or not, always stay positive on your Facebook. We always have crazy days, but you will never in my status hear that I'm upset, that things didn't go my way. I don't have it for those reasons. I'm always positive, and I saw on Rosie for Latino Fashion Week, Chicago Fashion Week, the Latino Fashion Week, Rosie was there. And then what Elsa Curves does is, in certain fashion shows, they'll go and give the garment, you know, as a prize, saying, here, you know, try it on. If you like it, take a picture with it. Because, you know, the best marketing is word of mouth. And it's such a great garment. All you got to do is try it once, and you're sold. You're going to want it in all colors, in all shapes, blah, blah, blah. So I see Rosie smiling with an Elsa Kerr wrap, and then said, this is our, you know, one of those folk models. And I was like, oh, my God, Rosie, congrats. And, you know, I never tried the garment. I heard it was great, and then I said, I wish you guys the best. 5 minutes later in my inbox, here's the CEO. He's like, hey, Olga, I love your pictures. What's going on with you? Let's talk. I love your attitude. I want you to be my spokesmodel. Like, you're going to be the one. I was like, oh, okay. So, I mean, you got to always watch what you do on Facebook. Before I knew it, 3 days later, I had the garments. We signed the contracts. And next thing you know, I'm shooting a week later what you saw that I have that's on the website.
Wow, and I see that this company is based in California, so will you be headed this way soon?
Yes, yes. He told me this first shoot, he wanted it out here in my element, you know, in my comfort zone, which is New York and Jersey. I shot with the Photo Salon. Oh, this is an amazing group. She's a beautiful plus-size woman herself, and honestly, I think that's one of the best photographers when it is a plus-size woman. I mean, I love my male photographers, don't get me wrong, because, you know, they see us women as goddesses, but at the same time, a plus-size woman knows our curves because she's curvy herself. She knows her angles because she dresses her curves herself. So,
right.
Zakiya Caldwell is amazing. She's only been in the game for like 2 years, and she's like a guru. Like, some people are just born to shoot. You know, when she took classes, she didn't even get a camera yet. She was signed up for class and didn't have a camera. So that's how, like, she wasn't sure what was going on. But she's amazing, and she just shot another plus model. She's petite. She shot her last week for Elsa Curves, and the shots are beautiful. So I'm very excited. And for all of Shanice's listeners, if you girls want the garment, you can get 40% off free shipping, and the coupon code is OlgaLove. So I'm telling you, Shanice is an amazing garment. You know, sometimes you use it and you wash it, and, you know, like, it loses the elastic part of it, and after a while you're like, oh, God, I got to get a new one. It really molds you. It feels light. You don't feel like you're stuck in a glove. It's also a good one when you have surgery, for your body. It's a body compressor. It's a shaper. It's not just like a Spanx would. This does a lot of things for your body. And then when I take it off, I feel my body different. I'm like, oh, okay, this is working. So, you know, I use it often. I use it when I go to my meetings, and I'm definitely using it in every photo shoot from here until I stop shooting.
Well, congratulations on that. Now, besides that, you also are going to be one of the faces of Puerto Rico Plus Week. Now, tell me about this event coming up.
Oh, well, this is really exciting because, you know, I'm Colombian, so, I mean, we're all Latinos, but it's pretty nice that Puerto Rico's opening its arms to me. You know, my children are half Puerto Rican. There's a lot of beautiful girls in Puerto Rico, a lot of beautiful curvy girls. Unfortunately, the self-esteem down there, I guess it's because it's like a beach place like Miami is, you know, all the beaches, and there's a lot of plastic surgery, and I guess the plus community doesn't feel really appreciated over there. So there's a lot of beautiful girls that are going through a lot, and believe it or not, there was this Puerto Rican author who did this research project, and it turns out that the highest suicide rate in teenagers are Latina teenagers, and all cultures.
Really?
It's a very close culture. I didn't expect the Hispanics. I expected everybody but the Hispanics, because, like, when you don't got mom, you have your aunt, and we're talking at dinner time about our problems. We're such a close-knit culture, and it broke my heart that most of these suicides are because these girls are feeling that they're too big, or they're too curvy, or they just don't fit the right. And instead of, you know, substituting soda, you know, for some water, or joining some type of activity, these girls are committing suicide. So I have four nieces. I have a daughter, and I was like, wow, this is really sad that my teenage community is feeling this way. So Altiz, she's the lady doing everything. She started the Yo Me Amo Foundation, which is like I Love Myself Foundation, and she gives seminars and for self-love to be like the backbone of the Caribe community in Puerto Rico and a lot of the other Hispanic cultures. So we're going there.
And so this
there,
is coming up
couple,
this year?
Yeah, this year. It's November 28th to December 2nd. That's Puerto Rico Plus Week. We have so many designers from all over the world coming, you know, to showcase the designs in Puerto Rico. We're doing the runway. We're doing self-love seminars. There's a book tour. And we're trying to do a whole lot in those couple of days. But it's getting a lot of good reviews, and it's so needed. Because there's no outlet out there for a Caribbean girl at all. It's not like, you know, here you come to Chicago, you go to Cali, you go to New York, you're going to get something. Over there, there's nothing
right.
like that, though. They're looking forward to things like this.
What's the website for that event?
It's actually on Facebook, and it's called Puerto Rico Plus Week, just like that,
okay.
Puerto Rico Plus Week. And there you'll find the website, because Otis also has Implos Magazine, which is an online magazine in Spanish for curvy girls. So she has the magazine. She has the foundation. She did a book on, like, how to be healthier without driving yourself nuts with a diet. Like I always say, the best diet for a big girl is a mental diet. I believe that once we get rid of all the craziness we think about, and you gotta be ready. I mean, people could tell you, oh, good to listen to that. But when you're ready, you'll do it. Because I tried years. I tried for my prom to lose weight. It didn't happen. I tried after my first child. I tried after the four children. It didn't happen. It happened when I wasn't trying. It happened when I was like, okay, I'm going to do more modeling. I'm going to stay home more. I quit my 9-to-5 because I'm traveling more. And I did it for 11 years. And, you know, there's only so much vacation time I can take. When you have a 9-to-5 and you have these careers and four children, you're so limited to what you can do. So I told myself, I got to choose. Either I stop doing all the modeling and writing and all that and stick to a 9-to-5, or I quit the 9-to-5 and go after everything hard. And that's what I've been doing. And it's a blessing. It's working out for me.
Well, it sounds like you're very, very active with your career, and great things are happening for you. So do you have anything coming up we can be on the lookout for briefly, you know, that we didn't discuss, anything?
Well, there's actually there's another designer who is from Brooklyn. She's Puerto Rican. She lives in Brooklyn, and she's going to have her clothes at the Puerto Rico Plus Week. And we're talking, we're in negotiations, but she's actually going to have me shoot some of her stuff. So, I mean, this Puerto Rico Plus Week opened all these doors for me. It's, you know, now I'm going to be the face of this, the face of that. So I'm very excited about all the possibilities that are happening. Oh, and last but not least, I'm going to be working with Danny Aiello, you know, the famous actor. So you guys could just don't be shocked when you see me in a movie somewhere, because it's in the works, and I'm very excited about that.
All right. Well, I'll be keeping an eye out for you, and tell us your official website so we can keep up with everything you have going on.
Okay. So my OlgaPlusModel.com is under construction, but you guys can always go to www.curvaceouslyyours.com, and that's where you see all my interviews with, like, Tamar and Tyrese and Nicole Kidman and all the celebrities that I usually interview, and that's where you'll see things in my daily life. You'll see stuff with modeling. You'll see my gardening pictures. That's my blog and everything in my life that I do.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. It was a pleasure speaking to you, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Shanice. I've missed you. I haven't seen you in a minute. I loved your cover that you got, and you're doing amazing things. Keep doing what you're doing. Because all that we're doing together, it's like explosion. We got to keep making it happen.
Well, thank you, and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye-bye. And last but not least on the show is Janae Jones. Janae Jones is the owner, designer and stylist at Riot Boutique. When she's not designing a custom piece for one of her customers, she is on the set of background styling and offering creative direction. Riot Boutique is an online boutique that carries a wide variety of accessories, which the majority being one of a kind. In addition, she also has been actively working as an accessory stylist for photo shoots, film, and celebrity clientele. Riot can be seen on this season of The Voice, on rep artist Lola Monroe, and on singer Macy Gray. Let's welcome Janae to the show. Hi, Janae.
Hi, Jean. How are you?
Well, thank you. I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Well, thank you for being on the show. So you
thank
are fairly
you
new
me.
To the Plus industry. So tell us what
I
you
am.
Were doing prior to getting involved in the Plus industry. You were in corporate America, right?
I was. I worked as an event manager for a nonprofit association. And basically, I planned two conferences a year that hosted about 2,000 people each, as well as like three other small events. So I was planning events year-round, traveling between California and Nevada, and running a marketing department as well. And so I did that for 5.5 years, college.
Oh, wow. And so you quit your job and decided to open Riot Boutique?
Well, actually, I was laid off from my job in May of 2012, and it was totally the day before I was headed off to Jamaica. So I went to Jamaica, and I partied like a rock star, and when I came back, I had time, and I was like, well, what should I do? And I made jewelry. I had a jewelry company when I was in college, and I wanted to just make jewelry for fun while I was looking for another job, and people wanted to buy it. And I always knew that I loved designing and creating accessories when I was an undergrad, but it never seemed like a real career goal. And so I just put it on the back burner and went to work. And so when I had all this free time, I was like, oh, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to make some pieces. And I created an Etsy store, and people started buying it, which grew into my own site, which grew into accessorizing, and then into styling. So,
for somebody listening that has never heard of Riot Boutique, what kind of jewelry do you carry and design? What's like the style?
Okay, so Riot Boutique is not only an accessory boutique. I provide handmade as well as vintage and accessories that I pull from different manufacturers. In addition to that, I have a style portion where I do accessory styling as well as wardrobe styling. And on top of that, I style natural hair. So Riot Boutique is just a style house where I am the creative director, and I do a bunch of different things that kind of go all together, because I could be on set doing hair or styling or creating custom, like, accessories on the spot.
Now, you just mentioned on the set, and as I mentioned in your intro, you have some celebrity clientele. So tell us about some of the celebrities you've had the opportunity to work with and what kind of things you do on the set.
Well, for celebrities, I think, like, the biggest name celebrities that I've worked with most recently were Chandrella Avery and Macy Gray. I have not worked with a lot of celebrities. I would love to work with more, but specifically for them, we've done different filmings for TV shows, for like two different TV shows, as well as a clothing line, and I came in and actually styled their hair as well as provided accessories on both of those sets. And all that means is that I do what someone else tells me to do. But it's a great opportunity to, like, showcase my artwork in a different form, because most of what I have been doing was editorial, so everything was more of a steal. So going into the video side is fun, because then you can actually see it, you know, and how it looks and how it picks up the light and all that kind of stuff.
And so I mentioned that you recently got into the plus industry, and your first total plus-oriented project was Posh LA Fashion Week. Now tell me, how did this project come about?
Well, I met my partner a year ago, and we came together, Summer Green, we came together to produce, well, she was producing a show for her line, and I went in to help her. And we decided that we would work together to produce another show this past spring, and we did. And we just came off of the show last week, Posh Fall 13, featuring stylist Rhea Norman. And so it was like an evolution because I went in to help her do her show, and then we just decided that we would be a really good fit because she has great experience because she has experience working for Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week, and I have several years of event planning experience, and when we came together, it was like a great partnership. And so that's how we were able to come up with Posh in the spring and then create a show for Rhea Norman last week.
Now, prior to creating Posh, were you aware of the plus size community and how active it was?
I was aware. Back in like 2009, I started a blog, and I was just playing around with fashion to see, you know, where I've always had an interest, and so I was trying to see where, you know, I would fit. I didn't make jewelry anymore, but I was into the clothes. I was into, you know, following the trends and what people were putting out. And this was, like, Marie Dene had just started. And so I went to Four Figure Fashion Week here in L.A., found out about it. I was like, oh, my God, they're gonna be here. And so I purchased my tickets, and I called in sick for work, and I went. And I felt so inspired. Like, I was really excited to be there, and I was really excited to grow my blog. But my demands at work were extensive, and so I wasn't able to continue with the blog. But I have always had an interest in fashion, and I have always been a plus-size girl. So when I found out all that existed, I began to, like, follow, even when I no longer had my blog up, you know, like the Curvy Fashionista, Sid Style File, you know, people like that who, you know, are just putting out really, really cool things that people can see, you know, as far as the trends go and unique ways to style yourself. So I followed in that way. I never went to New York for Four Figure Fashion Week, but I had a great time here in L.A.
So you don't blog anymore. You ended your blog career?
Yeah. it lasted all of maybe like 9 months or something like that. It was not very long.
And going back to the fashion show, one of the things I think is unique about your fashion show is that you guys produced two fashion shows in 1 year. Now, tell me, why did you decide to do that?
LA Fashion Week hosts numerous shows. It's very unique compared to New York because it's not, like, all centralized. And I think New York has kind of gotten away from that a little bit as well, but they have Mercedes-Benz still there. For us, it's being in L.A., I think it's a little less formal. And so people can put on shows all week, and it's really like a whole month. But people can put on shows as they see fit, and they can be a part of one big production, which is L.A. Fashion Week, you know, so you can promote yourself as a show within that. And so when we started, we were not sure, but we were like, what do you mean? Like, we can do this. We can do another show. Like, we want to do another show. We're excited and passionate about the fashion. So we decided to do a different format because there is also another show that happens during the week, and we wanted to, you know, offer something that was a little unique to see how perceptive people would be to that as an option, because we are a production company first, which means that we would like to produce shows for brands,
versus producing a show featuring brands, if that makes any sense.
And so are you already working on the fashion show for 2014?
No, we're actually just trying to catch our breath and close up this show, get the, you know, the video and the photos out so that people can see all of the great fashions. We had the supplemental issue of Plus Model Magazine, and that was really, really great. Like, Rhea came in, and we had all of our brands. We were sponsored by Somfy and Simply Be, as well as City Chic. And so we came in, I mean, Somfy and City Chic, and we also had Simply Be as a part of this show, in addition to several other brands. And so we did a lookbook shoot, and in the lookbook shoot, we had two plus models, and we printed the magazine. So everyone who went to the show got a copy. Well, now when Plus Model Magazine comes out this week, then they will see. Everyone else will be able to see what, you know, was handed out at the show. And this is the first ever one. So that's what we were waiting for. Now we're excited for that, and just to see what kind of feedback and reviews are being written about the show. So we haven't started on 2014. We're still relishing in this one.
Right, right. And since you've been in the plus industry a little under a year, what advice can you give to someone trying to break into the industry? I know you're new yourself, but from what you've learned so far, what advice would you give to somebody?
My advice would be to come in and network and learn as much as you can from different people, as well as, you know, just reading online about fashion in general. It doesn't even specifically have to be about plus size fashion. Just understanding how fashion works, I think, is essential. And then, you know, being mindful of the relationships that are pre-existing, because especially in L.A., everybody knows everybody. Like, every fat girl knows every fat girl in L.A. So if you come into the plus-size community in L.A. and, you know, you want to network, eventually you'll see, you know, there's everyone's connected somehow. And so my advice would be to network and develop relationships with folks that are like-minded, and begin to build in that way, you know, find a small area and grow yourself.
Well, that's very good advice. And so do you have anything else coming up? You know, I know you are wrapping up Loose Ends with Posh. You have Riot Boutique. Anything else on the horizon?
Yes, I am launching a new website in the next few days for Riot. I am working on, we just shot Marie Dene's fifth blogiversary campaign, and so we did a photo and video, and it's going to be for her fifth blogiversary in January. So that was a really big project for me.
So you were
the
creative director?
Yes. Yes, I styled it and helped him. I came up with the theme, and it's five fabulous years, and I think it's going to be really cute when everyone sees the pictures and the video. So I did that, and then we're just finalizing all of that so that we can put that out. The date of her party, I believe, is January 14th. So people should definitely check her out in RSVP.
No, 4, I'm not 14.
Thank you. 1-4-14. That's what it is. 1-4-14.
Right. And so
right,
while
like
your 14. Right, and while your website is in the process of being up, where can we purchase jewelry from you at the moment?
So right now you can shoot me an email at info@fierceriot.com. You can follow me on Instagram at Riot Boutique. You can find our page on Facebook. You can friend me, Janae Jones. And I just take all of the orders piecemeal. So you just shoot me an email about what you want. If you see a photo, I'm going to
when the new website is up, you'll be able to see all of the designs that were in Posh that are available for sale, and be able to place an order directly with me in the meantime.
And when you say you do custom orders, how custom can you make something? Like if I just envision anything, can you just whip it up, or is it, you know, a certain limitation you have with customizing?
I don't do any heat application, so there's no, like, soldering or anything like that. Everything
okay.
is either made from, like, acrylics, crystals, to my precious gemstones. I also use, like, leather and copper. So it's kind of like a part of it is very Afrocentric, and the other part of it is very, like, edgy, off-the-cuff, unique. So that's how it'll be a compilation of things that I pull or order and vintage that have been repurposed, and then also, like, you know, just things that I make. Like, I can make earrings out of clay, out of ceramic tiles, and then, you know, I can also go in and, you know, pull something from Salvation Army that I really like, that maybe like buttons and make earrings. It just really depends on like where my creativity takes me. But I don't do any like heat, so it's not like diamonds and things like that and crystals that are mounted. If you see anything like that, I didn't make it. I just bought it. But if you see
okay.
something that's more made with like different gemstones and beads and wrapping or, you know, different techniques like that, then I probably made it.
Well, awesome. And so that email address you gave, that's the email to contact you about jewelry, wardrobe styling, hair, and everything?
Yes.
Hello.
The email that – can you hear me?
Yeah, it was delayed.
Oh, yes. The email that that you have is – the email that you can reach me for anything.
And say it one more time.
info@fierceriot.com.
And if anybody is interested in being involved with Posh for the next go-round, can they start contacting you now just to get in the loop?
Sure. They can send us an email at poshlafw@gmail.com, and they can log on to our website at poshlafw.com.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. It's a pleasure speaking with you. You got a lot of great things going on, very creative, very talented, and I look forward to working with you again.
Thank you very much for everything, Shanice. We really appreciate it.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your evening. I'll talk with you soon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. And thank you to all of my fabulous guests this evening. Tune in next week, and we'll have more Plus Industry professionals with stories to not only inspire you, but to keep you connected with the Curvy community. If you're interested in advertising on our show or being a guest, visit the website at ShaniceLewisShow.com. And if you haven't already, don't forget to join our Facebook fan page, com/ShaniceLewisShow. I've been your host this evening, Shanice. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.